Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good. Let's do that. Larry Carter, Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you this morning?
It was a raucous Jefferson Parish School Board meeting last night. Let me ask you, in terms of the numbers, policies, procedures, et cetera, do you have access to whatever school district, like what the numbers say? Like, is it if this, then that? Has each district issued that for teachers that are returning to school, saying, well, let me take a step back even further from that, Larry, and ask you, are there standardized preparations being taken and made in each school district that are acceptable to the Louisiana Federation of Teachers? And if so, what are they?
Look, right now, that's the biggest question. We don't have a uniform approach to reopening schools or even delaying schools based on the COVID regions, hotspots around the state. And so it's leaving up to actual principals now at the school site level to determine based on the guidelines that their superintendent at the local district level is asking to implement either more plans to reopen specifically and or guidelines. And so now it's at the level where each particular school can have a different approach to reopening, as opposed to having some uniform standard approach and that even that school district. And so what we're seeing is where there's certain principals who have certain leadership styles or certain skill sets, those schools are having, you know, to follow a different step even inside of a local school district. And we would hope that there's some baseline structures, but what we're finding, especially in that conversation yesterday at the school board in Jefferson, was that there's a lot of talk about how the technology could be used to do a simultaneous instruction virtually versus on-campus classes, where you will have a teacher being responsible for not only teaching in person but also virtually, and to be able to monitor a screen on a computer with students who are virtually trying to learn an instructional delivery method versus having students that are actually still in the classroom for in-person teaching and learning. And to try to do that with having one person in that room would be difficult.
Let me go back even further, if I may. What has driven me crazy about this whole virus thing from the beginning is the exceptions that are made. I don't care if it's for protests as opposed to rallies as opposed to protests. It's okay for this, not okay for that. And it seems like at some point we're getting away from the scientific part of this, which is, to me, everything. And that is, it would seem to me, the same standards as it relates to virus transmission between a kid and a teacher, kids and fellow kids, protection against that. Then it wouldn't matter if it was Natchitoches, if it was Ouachita, if it was Jefferson Parish, if it was St. Charles. It would seem to me those should all be standard, or am I off base when I say that?
Tommy, you are not off base. We've been saying that probably when we first started this dialogue about reopening schools, probably about a month ago, it started to be really seriously considered from the state level, and now it's at the local level. And that's what we're up against, that there's no standardization across school districts here in the state, first of all. And depending upon which parish you're in, those decisions are made either regionally or locally. And that's the problem. Well, you'll see now most school districts are starting to at least push their days back if they don't have the necessary supplies to safely reopen schools and or have themselves geared up for even the virtual teaching and learning. And what's happening is you'll see in certain regions where a cluster of school districts say, okay, we're going to push back till after Labor Day, or so I'm saying we want to see a slide in the numbers of cases of COVID in our area, and then we'll actually regroup to talk about what in-person teaching and learning would look like as opposed to virtual teaching and learning. And so we're all over the place in the state. And then when you talk about local regions and our local school districts, it's apparent that some districts, based on either political pressure, seem to be operating differently, or even, pressures from, national or local politicians, so to speak, or business community members. And teachers and school employees and parents have to then grapple with, are we going to be part of the community spread if we don't have, for example, the necessary PPE because our districts can't afford at this time to get them in because of a number of things, either competition with other districts or other parts of the state, or whether or not they even have the funds to actually afford to be able to safely reopen schools. And so that's the dilemma that we're finding in more school districts are starting to now push their days back to either after Labor Day or if they have the 14-day decrease in the spread of COVID in their areas and using the science instead of the political pressures being put on them as school board members and then as a superintendent in a particular school district. So there's a lot to be discussed. The decision, of course, is not easy. We understand that. But the more you engage parents, teachers, school employees, and the community around safely reopening schools and what that looks like as opposed to the political pressures, we'll find ourselves opening schools safely if we do that. But because of these other forces that are actually weighing in on just getting kids back in school for 5 days teaching and learning for in person, it's just not the answer right now. We found even in that testimony of teachers that was actually allowed to speak that the district, especially I'm speaking of Jefferson right now, isn't ready yet because of the lack of supplies and the lack of training that I think the teachers were begging for in the discussions on yesterday.
So in terms of regulations, I don't know if you want to go. Well, for two things. First of all, when it comes to somebody that texted and didn't quite understand what I was saying, and I don't even know if this could work or not, but just for an example, let's pretend that I'm a substitute teacher and I work 2 days in Jefferson, 2 days in Orleans, one in St. Charles. The virus doesn't change, right? So I'm still the same person, and the conditions really are going to be the same in those regions. So why would you not have one uniform policy? That's what I'm trying to say, because otherwise science isn't driving it. Something else is driving it. But if the whole idea is to protect people from the virus and keep the school kids open, then it would just seem to me common sense to have some type of best practices thing. What are you telling the teachers to do?
We're telling teachers to really look at what's happening. Right now, there are soft reopenings in Jefferson and other parts of the state where teachers are back, but the students aren't quite back yet. And we're asking teachers to go in, look and see the readiness of your building for safely returning students to school. And that's by making sure that you can adequately have social distancing. Again, the protocols are about washing hands frequently or about wearing face coverings. And that's what we're really asking teachers and school employees who are going before students now to do. And they're doing that. And in the reports we're hearing, their school districts aren't ready because, first of all, they have back orders of even PPE. They're having back orders of even technology for kids and our teachers. And so if you don't have those things in place and you're asking teachers to come in on next week in terms of which students, then you can imagine what kind of chaos is going to happen when you don't have the supplies and materials necessary to even begin teaching, whether it's just in person or that hybrid of in person and virtual in the same classroom. So that's the problem. And we're looking for uniformity, especially like why, that's why I keep talking about COVID regions. When you look at the COVID region, you can see the hotspots in our state. And where you have a region, if you can do some uniformity in those regions at least, then you'll see at least meeting the needs of that particular community, that particular region that's made up of multiple communities. So I think that's what we've been pushing, and that's what we've been saying, again, for the last month and a half, probably more so recently, because we think we have to follow the science and not the politics of today.
What percentage of teachers does the Louisiana Federation of Teachers represent?
We have roughly 20,000 members. So probably looking at, I can't remember the total number of teachers across the state, just teachers. And if you ask school employees, I'm sure it's a couple of like maybe close to 150,000, probably something like that, a bit more or less. And so we probably, along with the other teachers union, represent probably half of those members across the state. The others are either don't belong to any other union, but maybe an association here or there. And so as teachers unions, I think we probably represent close to half, a little bit more than half of the teaching profession.
And what I'm getting to is, do you think you have the numbers, the clout to, first of all, where a job action would be productive, would produce the results that you're looking for, and has anything like that been discussed?
I think as it relates to job action, it looks like there's discussion in different parts of the state based on either the regions that those local union presidents are in with their members. And there are discussions about job actions if they don't feel that students will be safe, or they will be safe, or the community will be safe. And those discussions happen like today, to be totally honest. Some happened yesterday, mm-hmm. some happened today. And others will happen closer to, I know, next week, where there is this discussion about do we put our lives and our kids' lives and our community lives on the line, or do we do something about it, or just sit back and wait? And I think that momentum is growing around that sentiment of some type of job action. And we'll, I know, be discussing in Jefferson on today to kind of see where people are and engage the community around this issue as well.
You know, when I sent my kid to school, and now she's a teacher, so she's still going to school, but getting paid for it as opposed to me paying. But I the two main things in my mind were that was that everybody was safe, because you got to do that. Without that, nothing happens, right? And that each year the kids are prepared to move on to the next year. That's the whole goal, right? So when it comes to this study that the Washington Post quoted about what kids lost – last year, U.S. public school students had less than half of the math and just under 70% of the language arts skills they would have acquired had schools remained open last spring. Even if everybody's satisfied with the precautions that are taken and everybody's safe, there are other considerations too. So in terms of challenges, what kind of challenges are teachers facing to bring students that really only had half a year of school last year, real school, if you want to call it that, up to date to get everybody even, and then to get them ready to go forward to the following year? And is that going to be determined by tests? How much of a concern is that to you? And how much of a concern is it to you as a union leader that maybe teachers won't be evaluated fairly given the whole mess that we're in with this COVID?
Tommy, you asked all the right questions. I got to tell you, those two or three issues are prominent right now in discussions at the state level as well as local level in terms of teacher evaluations based on the requirements now based on a hybrid approach to both being in your classroom teaching to a group of students who are in person with you while also having a camera from behind viewing that classroom and having students who are also socially, not in the room, but socially distancing by a computer and doing virtual teaching and learning. And then as that one individual has to try to maneuver disseminating information to a group of students that's in person, at the same time trying to communicate with individuals who are virtually watching that classroom, that's almost taking on an additional job, because even the trainers who were training teachers yesterday and the day before, they had almost two or three individuals running the training to be able to teach adults. So just imagine a single teacher trying to watch a computer screen at the same time engage students that are in person, and then either leave out those students that are virtually engaged or try to do both at the same time. You just can't have that happen. And so that's the difficulty of right now what's being demanded. And so the resources are not there. Instead of having less teachers, we should be hiring more if we're going to effectively do virtual hybrids of this model that's being proposed by many districts across the state.
This is not going to be solved today. You know that, so I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thank you for your time. Larry
Thank
Carter,
you so
president,
much.
You bet, of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jay Vice about Second Harvest Food Bank when we return here on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.